Hello, Seth.
Hey, Seth, this is Catherine calling from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
Hey, Catherine, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm so glad that we were able to connect.
Absolutely, me too. Susan said you were very, very good at this stuff, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm very, very bad at this stuff. So I think it's a good chance.
Yes, absolutely. And that is all good. As your trusted insurance advisor, I am more than happy to help answer any questions that you may have. Buying a new home is super exciting. So I definitely want to do my best to educate you as much as needed and as much as possible.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
How does this even work, right? Like homeowner's insurance. I know it's something that you need, right? House burns down. And it gets rolled into your mortgage payment, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm clueless.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. Right. So the way that the insurance payment breakdown works is at your closing cost, your escrow payment will be factored in so that it will be taken out of your monthly mortgage payment.
Cool. Yeah. And so is it just like if I shop for insurance for a car, it's just here's the different policies, here's what they cover, yada, yada, yada?
Exactly. So we're a full service brokerage. So I do want to give you a quote for all of your insurance policies that will just help you be able at the renewal point to renew all of your policies at once. And it will just give you that satisfaction of knowing that all of your coverages are at a great, great place, and the rates will be a little bit better as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just to let you know, I currently have, for my renter's insurance, I have Geico, and for my car insurance, I have Geico.
Geico, okay,
so
wonderful.
I don't know if that makes any difference, but that's who I have right now.
Yeah, so that is good to know. I will make a note of that right now. So we actually do perform a white glove service where we will be able to cancel your policies with them, so that renters and that auto insurance with them, effective your start date with us. So you don't even have to worry about that, and then we'll let you know any refund or balance that would be due.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, wonderful. Okay, great. So Seth, Susan had mentioned that you are you're currently living in the home, but you're now going to purchase it. Is that the situation?
Yeah, we're currently renting here, and our landlord approached about buying it about a month ago. So
wow.
We've been frantically trying to get this all figured out and done because we aren't doing it through realtors, which makes it a little bit more difficult. This is one of the steps along the way.
Very cool. Okay, got it. Well, congrats again on the purchase of the home. How long have you been in it?
We've been here, we're going on, it was 2 years in August, so September, October, November, December, 2 years and 4 months.
Okay, awesome. And then what was your mailing address prior to this address?
It was an apartment. We were there for 6 months, and we actually ended up moving out because it was flooded. I got my place before that. Can I give you that? Then I can get you my apartment's number. I just don't remember it offhand.
It's sure. Totally fine. That's great.
Yeah, so the place before that was 33 Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Lane, Martinsburg, West Virginia. 25404.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. Are you able to work from home, or do you have to go into the office?
Yep. No, working from home. We've been fully remote, which as a sales manager, it's like trying to herd cats from a distance. So
oh, gosh, I'm sure. Wow.
Every salesperson wants to put as little work in as possible to get as much out of it. So it's definitely a lot of, well, I don't want to micromanage you, but don't tell me you're not doing well because you don't ever talk to me and you take off for days on end, and I don't hear from you, you know? So,
oh, my gosh, Do you have any sight and hope or a date that you may be going back into the office, or I guess it's just up in the air?
It's up in the air. They're thinking, you know, my CEO is pretty protective about that kind of stuff, especially from a liability risk standpoint. So were talking maybe Q2 of next year, assuming the trend starts to go in the other direction with COVID.
Sure, sure. Wow. Well, who else lived in the home with you?
My wife, Samantha.
Okay.
My son, Seth Jr., my other son, Noah, and my daughter, Alexis.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You have a very full home. I love the sound of that. How old are they?
So Seth is 8. Alexis is 2. Seth just corrected me. And Noah is 3.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is... That's amazing. That's so nice. Is Noah in school right now with the virtual school?
So Seth is doing the virtual school. He is off today because of our snowstorm, although it's kind of funny. Or tomorrow, potentially tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Very cool. That's fun. That is nice that the school system did allow a snow day.
Yeah, especially from a mental perspective, right?
Kids
should have to go to school in the middle of a snowstorm. That's counterintuitive to everything that we believe in. Yep.
Yes. And that would just be mean to see it snowing outside and you could go sledding, but you have to be at school.
Exactly.
And I did notice here, so for you and Samantha, do you both have West Virginia driver's licenses?
I have a West Virginia driver's license. Samantha has a Virginia. I went to get it changed and COVID hit. Well, I was crazy, didn't get it changed immediately, and then I went to get it changed and COVID hit. So Samantha actually has a Virginia driver's license.
Okay. Do you have your driver's license numbers available?
So my driver's license number is West Virginia F267770. Samantha's, let me go ahead and see if I can grab that real quick. I don't know. Samantha may have actually ran it.
Oh.
Let me see. Yeah, Samantha ran out. I do not have it. I'll have to get it and send it to you.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. And then 3 vehicles populated for the address that you live at. What cars do you have?
I have a 2016 Volkswagen Jetta SE, and I have a 2016 Toyota Highlander XLE.
Okay. But no Nissan.
No Nissan, no.
Okay. I'm not sure why that came up here. Okay. Which vehicle do you drive primarily?
I drive the Volkswagen Jetta.
Okay. And what does Samantha do for work?
Samantha's a homemaker, so she doesn't work. She stays at home with the kids.
That definitely makes sense. You definitely have a full house, so that is wonderful. Awesome. Okay, perfect. And now, if you wouldn't mind just to elaborate on some of the details of your home, such as when the roof or the HVAC system were last replaced, how many bathrooms you have, what type of grade that the build is, and what type of kitchen that you have.
Oh, I have no clue. The roof, I mean, I don't know any. I'd have to get, if there's a way you could send me those questions, I'd get them answered by my landlord. But we haven't gotten the appraisal done. We have no idea how old the roof is. We have no idea of any of that. I didn't know. Apologies. I didn't know I was supposed to bring that.
No, that's Yeah, that's all good. We would like to know what the age of the roof specifically, and then the age of the HVAC system. Those two are just the main priorities. As for the other ones, I'm able to find via county assessments as well as online, to be honest. So that should be good if you could just provide the roof, the age of the roof, and the age of the HVAC whenever you have a moment.
Sure. I'm going to just, while we're on the line, going to go ahead and ask.
Perfect.
Information. He may not reply immediately, but I figured out that.
Hey, yeah, Jack. Perfect. Thank you.
Insurance quote for one terrace. They asked me what the age of the roof is, as well as the age of the HVAC unit.
Exactly.
Happen to know either of these. Thanks. And is there anything else I should be asking him? The age of the roof, the age of the HVAC unit, was there anything in addition to that?
No, nothing in addition. No, that's really just the specific questions that would be needed. And then I saw online that you have 2.5 bathrooms. Is that right?
Two and a half. You got it.
Okay, perfect. And would you happen to know if any upgrades have been made to those that you have placed in, or?
There's no upgrades. It's just a toilet, regular vanity. That's it. And fan.
Perfect. Okay. And then how about for your kitchen? Do you have granite or marble countertops or stainless steel appliances?
We have granite countertops. There is a refrigerator. And then there is a dishwasher and just a regular stove. They're pretty regular. They're not like anything crazy or like a Sub-Zero or anything like that. They're your typical run-of-the-mill, probably $300 or $400 refrigerator and, you know, $400 dishwasher and stuff like that.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And is your basement finished?
Basement is finished, yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, perfect. And then Susan did mention that for the closing of your home, that is set for January 15th. Is that correct?
January 15th, yep.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. And then in the last 5 years, how many tickets and accidents do you think that you and Samantha have had?
Tickets and accidents? None.
None. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, no. Okay. I haven't been in an accident since I was 17, and Samantha probably hasn't been in an accident since she was 21, 22.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. So now I'm going to go over, I'll start here with your auto policy. So I was asking about your driving history. So since you and Samantha have such great driving histories, you do actually qualify for what we call Erie rate lock. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Sure. So Erie rate lock is it's actually specific to the carrier called Erie Insurance. And this is just really cool. So for the next 3 years, your premium will actually be locked in. So even if either you or Samantha were to get into an accident or have a ticket, your premium will not increase.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Now, I do have a question for you, though, because I've been through this rodeo. I've been to this rodeo a few times, and every time they haven't even, none of these people have even gotten close to Geico, right? So I don't know how much effort we want to spend in on that, but the Geico is, what, $120 a month for state minimums? So it's pretty good deal for both the cars, right? So what would the quote come out to with Erie?
Yeah, so let's see here. So we do not offer state minimums. It's just in this area, we don't find that to be suitable for our customers. So, I mean, just really looking out for you and your family and your safety, I would recommend at least to have 100, 300, 100 limits.
Okay, and what would that come out to?
Yeah, sure. So that would also, sorry. So all of our policies are going to be for the entire year. So I know that GEICO specifically, they are the six month term.
Yep.
However, for our policies, it will be for the entire year. And so for the entire year, for the next 12 months, the monthly payment will be $124.37.
It's not bad at all. It's about the same.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
also, okay, perfect. So for this, you would also be receiving that Erie rate lock. So your rate will be locked in at that $124.37 for the next 3 years. And we also offer another really great feature called diminishing deductible. Are you familiar with that?
I am vaguely, basically, the longer you have it, the more your deductible goes down.
So actually, the way that it works for Erie specifically, so I'm going to start both of your vehicles at a $500 deductible. And then, so next year at your renewal, if you and Samantha have no tickets or accidents, then your deductible actually decreased by $100 until you'll be able to eventually work your way down to zero, and then you'll have to pay nothing out of pocket.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's really good. I like everything I'm hearing about that, and I like the additional coverage. Do I need to put anything down up front in order to get that?
Well, not for the diminishing deductible. I mean, so specifically for your policies with us, the way that this will work is I will email you your applications electronically for you to electronically sign. And I'll also email you it's called an authorization, an ACH authorization form. So once you electronically sign that, then it will be triggered to take your first month payment.
Okay, that's fine.
But
And
again, we
would
won't get
call,
you.
so how would that work? Would I call GEICO and cancel it out?
Yeah, no. So again, we will handle your cancellations on your behalf and then notify you once that cancellation has taken place, and then you'll be notified of any refund or balance that would be due.
Great. Okay. Awesome. That's really good.
But
So
perfect.
cool. And then the homeowners, I'm assuming you can't get that quote until I get you that information again.
Oh, no, I definitely have that available as well.
Oh,
Let me go over that here. Just one moment here. But then again, for both of your policies, I'm going to have them both start on January 15th, which is your closing date.
okay, cool.
Does that sound good to you?
That sounds good to me. So I guess my question I have for you is Susan said something about how we have to show up to the closing table with like a year prepaid policy or something like that. Maybe I misunderstood her. I don't know. Maybe you can opine on that. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually working, so Susan and I have a really great working relationship. So I'll actually be able to send her all of your homeowners information on your behalf. So you don't even need to worry about submitting it to her or bringing it to the table
Oh,
because
cool.
she and her team will have already had it, because the day that we move forward to bind your applications, then I'm going to send it right over to her.
Okay, awesome. That's awesome.
Perfect. So now I will go over your home insurance policy and just the quote that I've drawn up here for you, just go over the features and exactly what this will include.
Okay, great.
Perfect. So we're going to go ahead and insure your home up to $227,500. So this is based off of county assessments as well as the square footage of your home. So this is the amount that we would think that it would cost to rebuild your home from the ground up. And then Seth, just to reconfirm, you the exterior of your townhome, that is brick?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And it's a center unit?
Center unit, yep.
Perfect. Okay. Yes. So,
I have a question for you, though, and maybe I'm just, this is something I'm not understanding. The loan that I'm getting is all in all like $390,000. So you're saying if my house catches on fire, you're only going to cover $100,000, or I'm still going to be in the hole $100,000?
So the way that it works is for the estimation that we have come up with, this is what we're estimating that we would need to rebuild the home from the ground up. It's not including land outside of the actual building. So this is, again, what we estimate it will take to rebuild from the ground up. However, I'm also including what we call our guaranteed replacement cost coverage. So what that entails is that, say, for instance, if you do incur a total loss and we do need to rebuild your home from the ground up and our figure of that $227,500 is off, then we would still be able to rebuild your home up to whatever amount would be. So it's basically like a blank check that's being built into your policy.
So I guess the question I have for you is if my house burns down and I'm in a townhouse development, you're not going to rebuild my townhouse. You know, it's like if I total a car, maybe I'm confusing this, but if I total a car, you're not going to tell me, hey, we're going to rebuild your car because it's totaled. You're going to say, hey, here's a payoff for what we think the value of your car is, and then gap insurance takes care of the rest, right? So how does that work, right? Because my big fear is, okay, my house burns down. Oh, we can't rebuild this place, or we can rebuild it. Here's $247,000 to rebuild it. Oh, no, you can't rebuild it. Now I'm $100,000 in the hole over my loan.
Okay, so I see where you're coming from with that question. However, we would actually be rebuilding your townhome from the ground up. So it is it's as literal as it's being said. But yeah, I mean we definitely would want to rebuild your townhome from the ground up, so then you can go back to your home and live. And then
there's really no such thing as totaling for you all. There's no like, oh, it's totaled, move on. It's never totaled. If it's done, you just pay that much to fix it. That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly. And then we do also include a loss of use coverage as well. So say, for instance, if that did happen and you needed to, you know, live in a hotel or a different residence for, you know, during the rebuild of your home, we would cover that loss of use up to 24 months.
Now, what would happen? Let's just say my roof got destroyed, right? Lightning hit it. Something crazy happened to my roof and it got destroyed. And it was $10,000 to fix. Then my house burns down a week later and it's $247,000 that it burned down. Is there a cap on this?
So I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a cap. For instance, however, we do have underwriters, and our underwriting team may decide, hey, you know, this has been a pretty large claim. we may not want to renew you for the following year. However, working with me specifically as your insurance broker, I mean, you can always feel free to call me. So, you know, obviously if your roof completely was damaged and you're having winds come through your roof and into your home, obviously that would be a reason to submit a claim. If, you know, obviously if you incur a house fire, yes, I would definitely, you know, want to help you out with that. However, smaller things like, oh, my HVAC system broke down and we need to get it repaired, then I would suggest, okay, well then have that be out of pocket and, you know, have that fixed on your end. Exactly.
Yeah, that makes an absolute perfect sense. I just was curious. Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, so for the home insurance, That will also include any major storm damage. So windstorm, hailstorm, fire, hurricane, those will all be included in your policy. And then I also included up to $10,000 of water and sewage backup coverage. So that means that. Right. So your apartment complex was flooded, but you know, those things are more common than not. So I do want to make sure that we have that built in. So if your sump pump were to flood your basement and you would at that point be covered up to the $10,000 after your $1,000 deductible.
Okay.
Okay. And then again, for the entire year, for your homeowner's insurance, that will be $612.
Oh, wow. Wow, $51 a month?
So $612, yeah, roughly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought it would be, I don't know why, I've been on Zillow, and they'll say, like, estimates of what the homeowner's fee would be, and it's like mm-hmm. $200. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah. That's cool. $51.
Yeah, this is actually a very on the lower end of premium rates, I do have to say. So I quoted you through our carrier called Erie Insurance. They offer these really awesome features, and that way they're able to provide these really great rates. So, yeah, they're an awesome carrier for sure.
So yeah, I think my renter insurance is like $15, so that's not even that much more than renter's insurance. That's like $5,000 it covers. So that's cool.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. And are you interested in an umbrella policy?
What's that?
So an umbrella policy, that's just excess liability coverage. I normally do rec for new home buyers as well as families, especially if you have smaller children. So it just means it's just an umbrella on top of both your home and your auto insurance policy. So it would start at a $1 million excess liability coverage. So that just means, say, for instance, if one of Seth's friends comes over to play and he got hurt, then you would be covered an additional up to the $1 million.
How much is that?
Let's see here. So that would be $172 for the whole year.
And that includes the auto?
It does. Yeah, absolutely. So for the auto, So for the auto,
especially being in Northern Virginia, I mean, you crash into the back of a Bentley and you've got $50,000 coverage and they sue you for their $300,000, $400,000 Bentley, that'd be nice to have that.
Exactly. Completely. Yes, absolutely. That's exactly when that situation would arise, which is, I definitely try to suggest this to most families because it's just important to have.
Like, say we had, I mean, we don't have a dog, but say we had a dog, right? My wife's here, by the way. Samantha, do you have your driver's license? Mm-hmm. So what she's saying is like, not a dog. Dog's not a good example. But say Seth's friend came over and broke his leg in the basement, mm-hmm. right, because a piece of board fell out. And his parents go, well, we're not really that good of friends. We're going to sue you for all of his medical expense and everything, and it's $80,000 to reconstruct his leg. The umbrella insurance would cover essentially what our regular insurance wouldn't for $14 a month. She already did our GEICO policy, and it's actually less combining it than GEICO. Yeah, no, let's do that. That's very smart.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make a note of that here. Okay, great. And then for the umbrella policy, you can either pay that $172 for the entire year in one lump, or you can pay that monthly for $14.37.
Can that be added to the mortgage?
Unfortunately, no. The umbrella policy is more of a just it's standalone.
Then we would just pay it up front. That's fine.
Okay. And then again, once you send that ACH authorization form, that is when we will be triggered to then withdraw the funds from your bank account.
Okay.
Okay. So yes, the next steps are simple. All that I will need from you will be Samantha's driver's license number, and I will need your banking information, so your routing and account number, as well as the GEICO policy numbers, and then we can move forward.
GEICO policy. Oh, shoot. Let me see if I can log into GEICO. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Renter's insurance policy number. So, do you have the GEICO insurance cards? Okay. Well, let me try to log into GEICO. So, Samantha's driver's license number is, oh, my gosh, Virginia, it's a lot more. Is it the customer identifier on the Virginia license?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it should start with like a, yeah, T.
So I see B6591474.
Okay, perfect. B like boy 6591474.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, I did not.
And then, Seth, we will request for you to update your driver's license to a Virginia driver's license when you're able to, you know, obviously get an appointment with the DMV.
Of course. Yeah, that's fine. But, I mean, what kind of time frame are you guys giving me?
Oh, you have at least a year. I mean, at least until your renewal for next January.
I'm going to get it updated. It's just there's no point with three kids at home and a wife.
Oh, yeah,
to go
sure.
Out first kid if I don't have to. Let me log in. Let me see if I still even have. User ID. Let's see if I get lucky. Oh, I think I just got lucky.
Oh, nice.
Sweet. So, in policy numbers, what, oh, there it is. It's GEICO Auto, and it's 431-423-5468.
Okay, and then again, just to repeat that back, I have 431-423-5468.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. And do you have that GEICO Renters?
RIN635-1556.
Okay. So that's R like Richard, I like India, N like Nancy, 635-1556.
You got it.
Awesome. And that's with GEICO as well?
What's that?
Is your renter's policy with GEICO also?
Yep. They're all with GEICO.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, great. Okay, wonderful. So now I will need your banking information. Do you have your routing and account number available?
I do. So real quick, before I give this to you, let's discuss how it's going to serve, because I'm still waiting on some of the money for the gift for the down payment.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I give you this. You aren't going to charge anything today, right?
No. So the way that this will work, yes, I'm glad that you asked, because this can sometimes be a bit of a confusion. So for the bank account information, when this is taken is the moment that you electronically sign the ACH authorization form. So that will be emailed to you, and it will say ACH authorization form right at the top. So you will have up to 14 days to electronically sign this document. You will likely be receiving daily emails to sign it until you do. However, you will have up to that 14-day time frame.
Sure. I do the Echo signs too, or the Adobe signs. So that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. So once we sign it, it gets pulled out of the account. The question I have, I guess, is so Susan had said something about we need to show like first year's premium paid up front for the homeowners. So does that mean when I sign the one for the homeowners, you're going to take $600 out?
So are you not paying your home are you not paying your home insurance via escrow?
I thought it was. She said I don't have to pay anything more till closing, but she said at closing I would need to show prepaid 1 year of my mortgage or my homeowner's insurance. So I honestly so lost with the whole process. I didn't know what that meant.
That is a good question. Normally when I work with Susan, we set it up via escrow. And she provides me with your loan number, and then you're all straight from there. And your home insurance, that $600, it's actually $607 for the home insurance. I think I told you $612 before, but when we added the umbrella, it decreased. So for the escrow payment, I mean, that is when it is normally taken from that monthly mortgage statement, which she hasn't mentioned anything otherwise of it not being via escrow.
It's okay. It's okay. So let me give you my check number because I do have to jump off here, but give you the check number and we can go from there, okay?
Okay, perfect.
It's 0500-1418.
Okay. And what is the account number?
023-045-877.
Okay, great. And what bank is this with? What bank is this with?
Oh, this is with Bank of Charlestown.
Bank of Charlestown. Okay, yeah. Perfect. And then, just to repeat these numbers back to you, I have your routing number of
057-001-418. Yep, you got it.
Okay, and then the account number of 023-045-877.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, yes. So now at this point, what I'm going to do is I will move forward with your applications, and you will be receiving that email with your request to electronically sign those applications. You'll also be receiving the email with the ACH authorization form for your umbrella as well as the auto. So hold off on electronically signing the ACH form until you're able and expecting the funds to come out.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. And then I will contact Susan regarding your homeowner's insurance. And I believe that she should just be able to send me over the loan number. But if anything changes or is different, then I'll contact you.
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Seth. Have I answered all your questions?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. And I hope that you and your family have happy holidays.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.